The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
717 on WMAL. Fireworks again last night at a Fairfax County Public School Board meeting. Here, take a listen to this really fast as we give you a little bit of audio from what transpired.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Keep away from my kids. Human rights for our children. My God.
Human rights for our children screamed as parents were locked out of a discussion, it appears, as the Fairfax County School Board were debating once again debating transgender policies and how to make it the law of the land there in all of the Fairfax County schools. Let's bring in Elizabeth Schultz, who's one of those board members. That she was there at the meeting last night. So tell me, first of all, Elizabeth, this was a hastily called meeting and was supposed to be sort of private, and the parents weren't allowed. Is that normal that these meetings occur without parents being part of the discussion?
Well, it's, you know, we always have a regular business meeting, and we always have closed sessions. And what we talk about in closed session are apparently, you know, things that there are things that we've got to cover from legal perspective or have things to do with personnel. But it's not so much that it was hastily called. It's just that this was hastily added. Mm. You know, we approve a student rights and responsibility document every year for the successive academic year that we put into the hands of parents and put into the hands of kids. And it talks about what they're subject to from a discipline status on the part of the division and what their rights are. And the problem is that, you know, guys, we, May 7th of last year, passed a new policy, right? We expanded our non-discrimination policy to add, quote-unquote, gender identity. And everybody knew that that was a touchy subject. It had a lot of public interest. But we also said we're not going to do anything in terms of putting this into regulation. We're not going to operationalize this. We're not going to move forward and do anything until we hire a consultant, they come back to the board, and they present us a report, and we understand what it means to add, quote-unquote, gender identity to the non-discrimination policy. So remember, we passed the policy before we knew what it meant.
Yeah,
I remember that. And so this meeting last night, this issue and testimony was taken, but you say it was added at the very last moment. And some of these parents were upset that they didn't have time to make the request to be included in that discussion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a meeting back in April where this SRNR, the Students' Rights and Responsibilities document, was published on our agenda. It was a part of our discussion. The staff presented the information to us. We had another meeting in May where we reviewed all of this information again at a work session. Part of the agenda was published. Staff presented. The board had the discussion. And this change was not a part of any of the public agenda, any of the information that was presented to the board, any of the information that the board talked about. And then all of a sudden, remember, we're at ground zero for the experimentation of delivering a gender identity agenda into our public school systems right here in Fairfax. And it appears this week, And then it all changed within 24 hours. Things were changing at 10:30 the night before in terms of what was going forward into our public agenda.
Well, I mean, two things have happened. Number one, there was guidance given to principals, and there was no discussion by the board at all on that, and you were upset about that. And then they add this thing at the last minute so that people who are opposed to the transgender bathroom policy didn't have an opportunity to sign up and actually testify at last night's hearing.
You know, and this is the problem. You can't make policy quickly or do it in the dead of night and not allow an equal opportunity for parents to be involved in the discussion about what it means to put this into regulation. And the other side is going to say, look, we always republish the non-discrimination language in our students' rights and responsibilities. Well, that's okay if what you're doing is a part of the normal business of the school division, but we promised 399 days ago to the public that we wouldn't put any of this language into operation in terms of a regulation without having due process, without it coming back to the board, without the public having to comment. And some parents were really upset last night that, curiously, something that only appeared on our agenda the night before, that we didn't even have one business day's notice about how this was actually going to play out, had the speaker slots fill up on Monday morning within 8 minutes, and no speaker slots were attributed to people who had concerns from the other side. So if it all just materialized, you know, at 10:30 the night before, how did 8 minutes of speaker sign-ups get taken up, you know, days ahead of time? This is just, you know, we either have a transparent and accountable government or we don't. And if this is such an important topic, then a conversation deserves to be had. And who is afraid of conversing on such an important topic if the outcome is so significant and can impact so many families and so many children's privacy? That's the conversation that needs to be had. And it's unfortunate when the agenda becomes more important than the conversation.
All right, we only have a minute left, but quickly, Elizabeth, where does this stand now? Was there anything resolved last night, and what's the next step?
So what happened last night was that we passed the students' rights and responsibilities, and we're going to hand out a document and put it in the hands and make children sign it this coming academic year and make parents sign it that says what their rights and responsibilities are. And once again, we haven't even enumerated. So nobody knows who can play on what athletic team, who has access to what locker room, who has access to what hotel room overnight on overnight trips. We're right back to we keep acting and putting things into practice, and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but we keep inching further and further down the road of eroding the rights of some on behalf of rights of others.
And let's be clear on this. This policy now goes forward, and no one who opposes it was given the opportunity. It was engineered in such a way they were not given an opportunity to provide testimony before the school board.
Not a single one.
That's just wrong. It's wrong on every level. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing this with us, Elizabeth Schultz. We greatly appreciate it. Elizabeth Schultz, a member of the Fairfax County School Board, it is now.
And this is coming exactly to your school board.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you think Fairfax is...
This is the canary in the coal mine.
That's absolutely right. It's coming to a school board near you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.